We've been asking NPR correspondents around the world to tell us how the financial crisis is affecting people in their regions. Today, NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Cairo to talk about the recession and the Middle East. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Leanne.
Well, obviously, the highest profile cases are the oil-producing states in the Persian Gulf. Their fortunes pretty much soared when oil was over $140 a barrel. But oil is down now. Banks are in a credit squeeze. Construction projects are being delayed or shelved completely. What effect is that having?
Well, as you recall, as recently as last summer, some people were calling the Gulf not only recession-proof, but a new model for global capitalism. That all changed last fall when the superheated Dubai real estate market started to cool off. The Emirati government is no longer rushing to process new worker visas, and in fact, it's downplaying stories about partially paid-off cars being abandoned as workers flee to escape their debts. Now, I spoke with an economist not long ago, Eckhart Wirtz, at the Gulf Research Center, and he says, really, in some ways, it comes back to oil. Even though oil is now only 5% of Dubai's gross domestic product, it's still so much a key part of what goes on here economically. Here's what he said.
A lot of all the investment monies that have come into the country were from neighboring oil countries. The real money is not in Dubai, it's in Abu Dhabi, it's in Saudi Arabia, it's in Kuwait. Yeah. There were also many Iranians and Russians investing. So, of course, these foreign money inflows are now drying up because the oil prices are low, there's recession in many of these countries. So that's a negative impact for the real estate market.
Now, on the other hand, Wirtz and others do say that some in the media are going a bit overboard with some of these recent stories about Dubai looking like a ghost town. It's hardly that. And overall, you'd have to say the Gulf is still in great shape compared with much of the rest of the world.
Well, talk about that, because outside the Gulf, Peter, you have Arab states that are much poorer, and they're not as in a good a position as Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates to weather these economic hard times. Can you tell us what's going on in those places?
Well, outside the Gulf, and even in some Gulf states, what you've got is a small rich elite and a vast low-income population surrounding it. And many governments here are from the old school that believes the best way to be seen to be helping ordinary folks is to subsidize staple products, bread, rice, cooking oil, and so on. Now, from time to time, young economists try to reduce those subsidies, both to save money and get the economies on a less artificial footing. And what always happens are cries of protest from the locals, and that usually causes the government to back off. So what we're left with is many state budgets in the region with significant subsidies taking up a lot of the cash. There's not a lot of new thinking or new money, obviously, devoted to what else they can do now.
And, of course, we can't forget Egypt, where you are, Peter. What do you hear from the people there?
Well, last year I was doing stories about riots and bread lines here in Cairo, and that's a good sign of how desperately poor some of these Egyptian families are. They would rather stand half the day in a bread line than pay the regular price for bread, which is about 8 cents a loaf. Now, some experts are warning here that the food shortages could return. One of the mainstays of the economy, meanwhile, is drying up, and this is good all around the region. It's the remittances, money sent home by family members who found work abroad. Those jobs are disappearing, the money's not coming back. And so in many parts of the Middle East, I'd say 2009 will be a gloomy year indeed.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome, Leanne.
You're listening to NPR News.